still pregnant. Got
it.
Well, he, in the paper, he,
bagged it, folded
wrapped it. Yeah, okay, there we go. When you get home, when you got home, you...
Unwrapped it. Mm-hmm.
If you had to sell for less than you paid, you would be selling at a
profit.
No, less than you paid. You're selling at the opposite of
loss. Loss.
You compare that and you say, I would love to buy it, but it blank too much.
How are you? Nice to meet you, probably.
I like that car, but it blank again too much. What do you say? Meaning it's too expensive. Would you upset?
Cost too much. Uh-huh.
On the first of the month, the bill is?
Pay Christmas? Pay.
Would you say on well, it's paid because it falls.
And instead of saying thank you, you might say
falls.
At the end of the quarter, your term paper is
due.
Okay. If you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
If you haven't any money, you go to a friend and try to
borrow.
And if the banker is refusing a loan, he says, I'm sorry, but money is
too tight.
Well, or another word.
Not available.
Or meaning there's not much of it.
It's the old expression,
blind as hen's teeth.
Unwrapped it.
Or if there were not many deer left in the area, you'd say deer are not very...
Profit.
No.
Scarce.
No, that's it. The boy ran down the springboard and he would buy it. And he asked both to buy it. And he will...
Die.
Okay, and then after he dove, he...
Swam.
And he has...
Swam.
I like that car, but it was like,
wait a minute, he has...
He has swum.
And he will
swim.
Okay, I was getting lost there. And if you dived into the water and you landed on your stomach, I would say that's a...
Belly flop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else? Well, that's what I say too, and not many people seem to say that. Most people say belly buster. At the end of the water, let's see. And he put his head down on the ground and then he rolled over. That's a...
Oh, somersault.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a custom of when you pay your bills, some storekeepers might give you a little present?
Not available.
Say that's for
meaning there's not much of it.
No.
Lanyap? Yeah. That's in Louisiana, actually. If you got caught in the whirlpool and didn't come up, then you would say you...
Drowned.
And he has...
Well, there were not
drowned.
Much.
Not that I didn't hear him.
Drowned.
All right. Well, what does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawl.
Scare. And if you saw something short and wanted to get to it, you would have to
climb.
And you might say, I have never
climbed.
But my neighbor yesterday
climbed.
Uh-huh. He talked about getting down on your whatever you get down on. When you make that action, if you got down, if you die couch, you'd say you have to. When you do that, you'd say you do what?
You said? Squat?
Okay, yeah. And then what would you say if a little child, if he jumped up and scared somebody, what would you say?
Let's see. And if he put his head down on the ground,
in church, she walked up to the altar and she...
kneeled.
Okay. If you're tired, you say, I'm going over to the bed and...
lay down.
Mm-hmm. And if he was so sick, he couldn't sit up, you'd say, he just blank in bed all day.
Just laid in bed.
Mm-hmm. If you got caught what you saw in your sleep, you say, this is what I
dreamed.
Often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what I have
dreamt.
I dreamt so and so, and then all of a sudden I
fall. Woke up.
If you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like that, you might say, do what?
I have never.
You're tired. No.
But my neighbor,
stop. Fine.
Yes, the boy met a girl at a dance.
Talks about getting down
with her. Here they may I.
Take
whatever
down.
You get down on. When you make that action, you got down behind this
account. Does that mean in a car?
Not necessarily.
That.
May I walk you home?
All right. Mm-hmm. So you get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to it, and
drag it.
And a little child would jump up.
Yes. And then the opposite of pull is
push.
Uh-huh. If you carry something very heavy, instead of carrying it, you might say, I
if you're tired,
heavy suitcase, I had to
lift it, lay down.
Well, and would you ever say tote or lug or pack or
lug?